Hello, everybody. This is Mark, the Prepper Guy, and this is episode number 11. So today we're going to do a shout out, not an infomercial, because it's still a lot of information about packs and frames and what you might need to look at and some of the questions you might want to answer or get answered as you're trying to step into the hobby of backpacking. And if you're a prepper, what kind of frame and pack system that you need. So I spoke with the guys at Pack Rabbit, and one of the guys I spoke with was military background and has been backpacking and hiking most of his life, and he gave me a lot of really great insights without trying to sell me anything. I told him I was kind of confused and didn't even really know what questions to ask, so he was very helpful. I want to thank him and all the people at Pack Rabbit for putting together an excellent product and helping people when you call and just basically ask questions. So everybody at Pack Rabbit, what day is it?
Hump day! Yeah!
Hi, my name is Mark. I'm the Prepper Guy, and this is a Prepper Guy podcast. In a world that's always changing and full of fear and confusion, and especially when it comes to prepping, I am a minimalist and I like to be ready for anything that life may throw at us, whether it's bad, the end of the world, or just a flat tire on a deserted road. Okay, like I said, we're going to talk about backpacks, and the person I'm giving a shout out to is Pack Rabbit Frames, obviously, and mainly because I really enjoy their product. This is not a big infomercial for Pack Rabbit. I just wanted to say that after all of my research, this is the company I chose and wanted to put that out there for you. So if you want to go to their website and look around, you might go, oh, that is way cool. I'll get one too. And if you do, that's great. I would appreciate it if you at least told them I heard about it from Mark the Prepper Guy. But if not, no big deal. I'm putting them out there because they make a really great product, and it's not just the frame, but how it's set up and how it works. So we're going to talk a little bit about my 4 to 6 month ordeal trying to figure out what kind of backpacking system I wanted. So what started it all was I was thinking about getting into shape. Not that I'm out of shape, because I've been in construction my whole life. But I wanted to kind of get in shape, and everybody's like, oh, join a gym, or oh, go do this. And my wife is heavy into CrossFit, and I just, when I looked at it, I thought, that's just not for me. I'm not into that. So I weighed it all out, and I thought, well, there's got to be a way or something that I can do to where I can get a little bit of more out of it than just meeting the needs of one decision. So getting into shape was my goal. And then I thought, well, if I take up backpacking, not only do I get into shape, but the outcome is I will have better gear, which is part of prepping, you know, bug out bags and such. And then plus I'll learn land navigation and some survival skills. And so I thought that is one decision that gives me three outcomes. I get in shape, I get gear, and I learn a lot about maybe bushcrafting and all that. So that's what I chose. And then all of a sudden it kind of hit me, well, okay, what kind of backpack do I want? And so as I looked around, you know, you start looking at them, and all of a sudden when you're looking at backpacks, you know, when you've decided to buy one, then all of a sudden they're everywhere. I mean, Walmart has them. I think Circle K has them. So I was really confused, and I would watch videos on backpack reviews, and most of them were what they call 72-hour bags. And I'd go, wow, that's really cool. And, oh, it's got this compartment. And, oh, look at all these attachment points for MOLLE and stuff like that. And then they would talk about the zipper, and they would talk about this, and they'd talk about that. But see, it didn't mean anything to me because I didn't know what I wanted. I hadn't really put, you know, pen to paper basically and said, okay, what do I need? Now, I was taking up backpacking as a sport, and for a long-term goal of being prepared in case I have to bug out. So there's a lot to choose from if you go on any backpacking or hiking website that you will see there's a lot of choices. And there's so many, it was like, what does that mean to me? So first of all, I had to sit down and go, okay, I want to be able to carry as much gear as I need if I have to bug out. So my gear is not going to be the typical 72-hour gear, because in a survival situation, you have no idea if you're going to be out there 72 hours or 72 days. So I wanted to make sure that I had a pack that would have the gear that I plan on learning how to use, and I have been most of my life, which is more of a tarp-type tent instead of a big fancy tent, even though I have lots of those. But this is my bug-out bag and my backpacking bag, so I wanted to keep it on that same level for both of, you know, both end results. So I'm not going to put a tent in my backpacking bag, and I'm not going to put stuff that I wouldn't normally use if I was in a bug-out situation. So backpacking to me became more gritty and more down-to-earth and more mountain man-ish. Because I have tents and I have all this cool cook gear and stuff like that, which I can put in my truck and take as much stuff as I want. And if that isn't enough, I can take my RV. But the stuff I want when I'm backpacking is the minimum of everything I need. So I'm going with more of wool blankets and wool clothing. That way I'm pretty well warm and cool in the summer, actually, if you read about it. Tarps, ropes, cooking utensils and stuff like that. And most of the pretty internal frames, which we'll talk about here in a minute, they're really cute and they're definitely very durable, and they're made for people that are going out on a three-day hike. Or I've read articles where I'm going on a one-week hike. Well, that's very easy to plan for because, you know, it's just like packing for a trip. I need 1 week socks, 1 week's underwear, 1 week's jeans. But if you're planning on learning a sport like hiking for bugging out, then you can't put a time frame on it. So the items that go in it are going to be different. So I looked at internal frames and what an internal frame is. And this is, like I said, a beginner's guide. So if you know a lot of this stuff, you might not want to listen to it. I'm not an expert. I'm not one of those ultra lightweight, super duper hiker, you know, backpackers. So my terminology is all screwed up and everything. But this is how I looked at it that helped me. So an internal frame is basically a frame that is inside or built in to a backpack. And I'm not talking about the little tiny backpack that, you know, you wear when you carry books at college. I'm talking about a backpack that has 1 week's supply of stuff in it. So it's bigger. They're usually taller. They're like a big duffel bag. And inside is the frame that you can, you know, the metal bars, you can reach in there or take them out on some of the nice ones. And you can kind of bend them around to fit the angle and the arch and the curves of your back a little bit better. They have the harness built in and the hip belt and the lifters and all that stuff are all part of it. And you spend anywhere from, you know, anywhere from $300 to $800, $900. And $300 would be on the very low end range as far as quality and all that. Because in a backpack world, you know, the fabrics, the zipper types, everything about them, the harnesses and everything are very specialized. And so if you want a backpack that's waterproof and all these things, you're going to spend more for it. But there is a reason for it. Now, I didn't know any of those reasons, and none of the reviews that I watched would actually lay it out, go, well, if you're buying this, here's what you should be looking for, here's what you want, here's what you need to be thinking about. They just go, look at this pretty pack, and look, ooh, there's a logo and all these attachment points. That didn't help me. So when you get an internal frame, you're buying the whole outfit. So when you go to them and go, I want it this, I want waterproof, and I want these kind of zippers, and I want this kind of harness, then you're moving up that ladder in price, and they might say, okay, well, that one there does everything you're talking about, and it's $980. You know, but it's got everything you wanted. And you pay for it all up front one time. Now, an external frame is literally just that. It is a frame. There are no packs attached to it. It's just the frame. And then you can choose the harness that you want, the hip belt that you want, usually as part of the harness. But you can start breaking it down and accessorizing as you go. So you might buy a frame for $100 and some and then 3 months later go, this is the harness I want. And then you buy that. And then you go, okay, now I want my backpack. I want one that is waterproof with zippers. And you can add the packs to it because they're not integrated into it. They're basically, I'm just going to say, strapped or tied on to the frame. There's really cool ways you do it. Most of them have straps that interlock, and it's pretty nice, and it's not just a bunch of bags hanging off of you. But I'm just going to say you strap them on for ease of speaking here and point of reference. So a frame is a good way to look, but there's pros and cons for both. So let me quickly go over some of the pros and cons of the two. So with an internal frame, it fit the pros are it fits close to your body. Less load shifting. They're narrow and good for bushwhacking and you know, tighter trails, and they're form fitting. Now the cons are there's poor ventilation because they fit so close to your body. It's one massive compartment, which is kind of why they're narrow. It's hard to get to your gear because you pack your gear in layers, and what you think as you pack that you're going to need the least of or at the end of the day is at the bottom, and then you work your way up. And there's no attachment points. Now, an internal or an external frame, some of the pros are they can handle heavier loads, more adaptable to your needs. I'm going to say future needs. They have better ventilation because they're not so form-fitting. They transfer load easily. Now, the cons or the downsides is they're designed more for wide, clear trails. They're not the most stable thing out there. And the frame may weigh more depending on the type and the manufacturer, because it's a separate unit. So it has its weight of maybe, you know, 6, 12 ounces or a pound, whereas an internal frame, it's such a small part of the overall structure that it weighs a lot less. Now, to me, the pros and cons that I gathered and read about were gathered on the internet from professional hikers and backpackers. I'm not one of them. I'm a prepper that is taking up backpacking to get in shape and to have really cool gear. And if I have to bug out, I have this stuff to do it. So since I'm using it as an exercise, the cons to an external frame really don't matter. I mean, you know, they're designed for wider trails. Well, we have modern science nowadays, and if you look at some of the frames compared to some of the internal frame ones, they're not much wider. You know, it's not like you have... You're carrying an oversized load where you need a sign like on a semi. They're just as wide as your shoulders. It's, you know, the other ones are maybe they're small enough that they're inside your shoulder blades almost. But it's not so big that you're going to be getting hung up on things if you're careful. But if you're bugging out, as far as being stable, you should be in shape already because you've used it. So I figure while I'm hiking and camping, as a sport, before the world ends, I'll get used to all the disadvantages, and I'll learn to carry it, and I won't worry about the weight. And the pros to having an external frame far outweigh any of the pros on an internal frame. So I chose to do an external frame, and that's, you know, I purchased from PackRabbit because I like the style of the frame. And it does a lot. So when I was looking into making all these decisions, just kind of to recap, you know, I was torn between fabrics and what kinds and all this stuff. But see, by going with an external frame, I narrowed it down and I go, this frame has everything I want. Now, the PackRabbit frame has the built-in, you know, shelf on the back, so it holds your gear better. And if you set the frame down, you know, and take it off to take a break, it's not setting on the pack, maybe getting wet if you're in snow or something. It's kind of like a rest and it keeps it upright. Plus, you can take your pack off of the frame and you go to collect wood or something. You have that little shelf to set other things on and strap them on. So like wood for a fire, rocks for a fire pit. If you have a couple large containers, you can strap them on to bring water back to camp. So that shelf is a feature I definitely wanted on there. And some of the other frames, it's not built in, so you can buy it as an option. And I don't know what that is. This one's built in, which I think is just too cool because it adds to the strength of it and everything. It's just not a bolt-on afterthought. Now, one of the other things that I like about the PackRabbit frame is the way it's designed. When you take the pack off and set it down and you take the harness off, you can fold down from the backrest side a seat, kind of like those old beach chairs that, you know, set about 4 or 6 inches off the ground and they just fold it up and, you know, something to sit on. It's kind of like that, but what's nice about it is it's so well built, it doesn't squeak and make all this noise if you're using it for hunting or trying to be quiet out in the middle of somewhere if you're bird watching or not, you know, trying to be seen because you're being tracked because you're on a bug out or the zombies are after you. So it's very quiet and well built. So this is why I went with the PackRabbit, because of just the research and development that goes into it the doctor that invented the backpack or the frame was doing research on some of the problems children were having with going, you know, carrying books and stuff to school and their back issues that have become a big thing nowadays because schools can't afford to buy books. So they make your kids buy them and bring them back and forth to school. We didn't have that problem when I was younger. But anyway, so he designed it based on, you know, his research in that. So it's well designed. The guy knows what he's doing and he came up with a very good design. There's a lot of other positives as far as the little torsion. I call them torsion bars because I'm a car guy. But they're like these little things that give it some movement so it doesn't cause stress and fatigue on your back as you're hiking. Way cool. So by going with that decision, and using PackRabbit, I'm very happy with the PackRabbit frame. But because I bought an external frame, then later on, I could add my harness and my packs and all that. Now, so that I could have just bought that for a very, very low price. But I did order it with the harnesses that I liked, and I looked at them and how they were made online and the features I wanted in a harness, and that fit the bill. So it came with the frame and the harness already, you know, as part of the unit. And then later on, I went back to the company, PackRabbit, and ordered their backpack system, which has like 6 compartments. They say 6. I count like 100, it seems like, because there's so, you know, there's zippers and things everywhere. And I like that because everything's compartmentalized. This is one of the things they don't really tell you when you're looking at a medium-sized backpack. It's like, oh, it's got all these pockets. And you're like, oh, wow, how cool. But, you know, what the hell are they for? It's kind of like your change pocket, you know, on your pants. It's every pair of pants has it, but what's it for? It's no one carries change anymore, but it's still part of the design. So it has a lot of compartments, which are nice because then you can put your first aid stuff in one, your stuff you go to all the time, like a compass and stuff. It's got a place for maps. You can break up your gear, and then you can put your clothing. It has insulated, you know, parts in there for keeping your food warm or cold. You know, it's just cool. And that's why I bought that pack. But at the time, I, you know, when I'm looking, I didn't know what to look for. So I called the guys at PackRabbit after I got my frames and told them how cool I thought they were. And then I asked some questions. It's like, well, you know, what am I looking for in a backpack as far as to hook onto this frame? And the guy I talked to, he was quite friendly with all the information because he was into hiking and backpacking. So as he kind of explained, you know, these are some features you want and here is why you want them, I found really useful. And so they were really easy to talk to and get information because their primary business isn't selling packs. It's selling the frame. You know, they do sell packs that match the harnesses and they are way cool. But I think their main focus is on that frame. So I got really good answers from the man there and helped me out. And then I ordered the two pack systems because I got two frame systems, one for me and one for my wife because everything has to match. And now we have matching backpacks and matching frames. So that's kind of how I went about figuring it out and why I chose it. So I'm going to try to recap this and not get sidetracked as I always do. So if you're looking as a beginner, you first of all, you need to sit down and decide why are you doing it. And if you're doing it to be a prepper and you need a bug out bag and all this and that, then kind of write down what your idea is and how much stuff you want to take with you. And you don't want to get one of those pre-packaged 72-hour things because they're garbage. You need to figure out what you need and what you want and then build your pack around it. I would suggest for the price that some of the better packs are, you go with a bigger one and that way you pack, if you have to bug out, with as much stuff as you can. And then, you know, the fibers and all that are important for silence and quiet. The zippers are important. And there's little articles that you can read on all of those different accessories and what you might be looking for. But the main thing is, you know, you're looking for a good backpack system that will help you when you have to bug out or retreat. And it has to hold all your gear. Now, because you're bugging out, don't think that just because you packed it with 72 hours worth of stuff, that's all your gear. If you have to leave and you're leaving most of your stuff because you're being forced out from whether it's a wildfire or a zombie horde, you're going to leave all your stuff. So you want something that you can get as much stuff in there, important stuff, as you can. And that's why I went with an external frame because I have options to add to it and put more stuff on it. And then if I'm not using all that because the zombies haven't come yet and I'm just going out hiking and camping, then I don't have the extra bulk of a heavy pack with all this Molly attachments on it, because that all adds up. And, you know, and professional backpackers, you know, they're shaving ounces, not pounds. So when they don't put all their first aid and hygiene stuff in a bag and then put the bag in the pack, they put them in Ziploc bags. They go for weight. So if you're adding a lot of Molly, you know, straps to it and just so it looks cool, then that's going to get heavy if you're on a backpack thing. So I figure without all that weight, with the pack system I have, I can still attach my rifle that has a case with Molly gear. I can tie more stuff on it by getting that frame. And then when I get to camp and get set up, I can take all that off, put the frame on, go collect wood, go collect water, go collect rocks, whatever I need to build up my camp. And, you know, so most big game hunters and people that go out elk and moose and all that hunting, they have what, you know, they have external frames because they can use that frame to pack the meat once they shoot it. So they take everything off the frame, they set up their camp, and then they have that frame with them, to where if they shoot something big, they can quarter it and they can put it in the meat bags and put it on the frame and haul it back to camp. So that is, you know, why hunters and stuff usually carry external frames. And a lot of them really enjoy the PackRabbit system because it has that built-in seat, which is actually kind of cool. And I think it's more comfortable for a long-term hike. So fabrics and all things considered, I honestly think if you're coming and listening to this for advice, I would look into PackRabbit and some of the external frames out there. I would get an external frame because you can add to it as you move along in your learning experience. If you already have some packs that you've bought, then you can always put them on your frame and bam. And then when you get to camp, you can still put your other backpack on for a day pack or something like that and go, you know, scouting around, but you could put it all on your frame. So you're starting from a good point to where you can add to it with a frame, and then you can move up as your knowledge grows. And then if you get into it more and more and you go, boy, I really like this, you can add anything to it. You can get that really high dollar pack without the external frame and use your frame without the internal frame, and you still get the same quality because most of the companies have an internal frame and then just a pack. So once you have your frame and then you move up a year or two later and you go, I really want that, that's what I really want, then you buy just the pack and you strap it on your frame, and then everything, it's just a good starting point where you're not throwing money out, because at the end of a year and a half, then you spend all this money on an internal frame and you go, oh, this is crap, I can't modify it and it's too bulky to put on my new frame. So it forces you to make a step backwards. You don't want to do that when you're making decisions. So I think starting from a good platform that you can grow on would be an external frame, and then you get your harnesses and then you get your packs and then you just keep moving up from there. So that's kind of how I finally figured it out, because there was a lot of cool packs out there, and everyone I saw with a really fiery red logo or a whatever, you know, I'm into bumper stickers and logos and stuff like that. So I would buy it, but it wouldn't really meet anything more than a simple need. And so now I'm in the right direction by getting my frame and then getting the harnesses and the packs. And then I could move on to hiking boots, hiking poles. It's never ending, but I won't go into that right now because I'm in backpack mode. So I hope that helps you. And like I say, I can't recommend highly enough the PackRabbit system. So go to PackRabbit.com, or I think it's PackRabbitLLC.com, but either way you can find them on a Google search. Also come to PrepperGuy.com, and if you go to this episode under podcast, go to the show, click on that link, it'll take you to the page with all the show notes. There's links to them there also. And just, I'm going to put a little bit more information in there that, you know, I found useful. Like I say, don't laugh at me. This is a beginner's thing. This is what I was going through a year ago, trying to figure out what to do to where I wasn't wasting my money, because people say money grows on trees, but I think that tree of mine died. So every dollar I spend, especially toward prepping and stuff, has to be well spent. So before I go out and buy things again, I'm going to research it a lot and that's what I found. So don't get caught up in all the minutiae and the details on different bug out bag, this kind of bag, that kind of bag. Start with something that you can use as a really great hobby and sport. If you like camping, hiking, fishing, or hunting, buying a good pack and learning how to use it and picking that up as a hobby is great for family. It's great for you. It's great for your health. And like I say, it leads down the path of if things get bad and we do have to deal with a bad situation in America, or we have to bug out, or we have to fall back, you're set up much prettier. Because with prepping, I do that. I get really lost sometimes, and I go, oh, I need one of these and one of these. When you start narrowing it down, what you really need is to stay alive and not die. And then to do that, you need to be in shape and have some equipment. And this, I think, really handles all that. Now I can literally, if I had to bug out or leave, grab that pack, grab a few of my guns that I can strap onto it and hang on to. I can carry a lot more ammo in this pack and stuff. Put on my boots and I'm going to leave. And I will live because I know how to do a whole lot of other things that we haven't discussed yet. But I know I can survive out there like the mountain men did, because they could do it. So can I. And so can you. So there you have it. I hope you guys have a great day, and definitely enjoy the apocalypse.